You know, the question was, we were coming into it, I suppose, after beating Ballinamore in the quarterfinals. I think everyone was kind of, we went from going into that game, nobody believing that we could get to a final, to all of a sudden becoming favourites. And, you know, very, very hot favourites. And I think that crept into our lads a little bit. You could go into there and we could have won that by 7 or 8 points and it would have done us no good whatsoever. It would have been papering over the cracks. I think, you know, that battle really, really stood to us today. Very good for the first 15 minutes and then sort of took the foot off the gas, allowed Leitrim back into it, and they kicked some good points, but we were happy that we were still going in against a strong breeze. We were well up and we were planning to kick on, but obviously it didn't happen. They had a very good chance. You know, they kicked enough wide, we kicked a few wide ourselves, so we were lucky to be in the final. But you know, it's all about winning. You know, I said it to the lads, I was in an Offaly semi-finals with Sligo, or in Sligo Championship. Whatever way you win, you just win a semi-final to get to a final, and we managed to do that, and I'm just, you know, delighted that for the lads, because they've worked very, very hard. It's their third final now in a row, so I'm really, really proud of them.
Yes, indeed, and rightly so. You got off to a good start today, got a goal, your opening score. That was a great platform. Then when Leitrim Gaels were really coming at you, and in the second half, you came and got another goal, Ronan Kennedy finishing well after a great run by Oisin Madden.
Yeah, Oisin was excellent. You know, he butchered a chance against Ballinamore. He gave him to Keith down at his feet, and it ultimately led to a goal on the last day. But he got his chance today to rectify that and execute it at high pace, a perfect pass. And in fairness to Ronan, he's been, you know, he picked up a knock there a couple of weeks back and he missed a bit of football, but he's been flying the last 2 weeks, and you know, he stepped up there today with a great mark at the end as well. So he scored 1-1 coming in, so the impact was massive from him. It gives me a bit of a headache for the final, but saying that, you know, just very, very happy that, you know, we the goal that we got at the start was kind of a set play type of thing, so we were sort of happy that that came off, but not happy with our overall work rate. We were second to a lot of balls. We struggled under kickouts, but you know, ultimately they're all things that we can definitely work on. And if we come with the right attitude, I think that's something that we can definitely match Carrick with.
Yeah, so you have time, about 2 weeks, to regroup for that county final. It's against St. Mary's Kildare, the Carrick and Shannon team. You probably didn't get to see much of them today in today's semi-final. They had a tough battle. Extra time and penalties, and it was the last penalty that got them into the county final against Mull.
Yeah, you know, funny enough, I ended up watching a good bit of it because, you know, the way the game was going, it was looking like going to extra time, and we were trying to find out in terms of timelines from who the people in charge in Leitrim, and nobody could give us a sort of a real answer. And then ultimately went to penalties, and we were waiting in the dressing rooms in the guts here of Carrick to try and sort of say, when do we start our warm-up, because obviously plans all of a sudden change. And but you know, we did try not to let it affect us, and it didn't, because we were very good for those first 15 minutes. But yeah, Carrick, we've played them twice back-to-back earlier on in the league final. Here in a really, really hard, tough game, we won by a point, and then obviously the following 6 days later we ended up playing them in the first round of the championship, and you know, we comprehensively beaten them there. But it's a different Carrick team. They've been getting better throughout. You know, they finished ahead of us in terms of the group, so you know, you have to look at it and say, you know, Mohill may have the experience of getting to finals in recent years. It's a case of we have to now get ourselves sort of refocused, because there's no doubt when you've been beaten by a team earlier on, a bit like us with Ballinamore, you have a kickback, and we'll be expecting a serious kickback from Carrick.
Yeah, you're looking for another tough battle in the county final, but you have learned a lot from today's game, and obviously that's going to stand you in good stead in that county final.
Absolutely. It'll be a completely different game. The way conditions and weather conditions are going, and the pitches are getting, you know, that hardness is, the firmness is going out of, pitches. So it'll be a real game of attrition and, you know, composure, patience. It'll be riddled with mistakes. There's no doubt about it. So we just have to prepare mentally. And, you know, it's not about fitness work. It's about sharpness, about the mind. It's about, you know, small stuff like that, and come and delivering on the day, because it's all about the day now. It's nothing else. And it's important that we just play the match rather than the occasion, because you know, the Mohill people are hungry for success, and you know, Carrick haven't been there for the last while, so no doubt there'll be real sort of celebrations around here tonight and the lead coming into the next few weeks. But we just worry about ourselves, and yeah, it'll be one of those ones that we just have to prepare mentally and hope that we can deliver on the day.